A little past 9 o'clock here on the ticket. We're at the Musers Woodford Reserve Compound.
Presented by Gordon Keith.
Presented by Gordon Keith.
And Craig Miller.
Who's coming up in the corner. We have a big station announcement coming up at 9:35.
Was this Craig's idea initially?
Yes.
Okay.
It was my idea.
No, it wasn't.
The compound? Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
All right. Whoa. Here we go.
Boy, it's getting tense now. Okay, we
I actually don't know the answer to that. So originally it was the compound. Was that your idea?
Yeah.
The compound.
The compound
was your idea.
And the camp out were my idea. And then I don't know who combined the word. Let's just combine them. Like that, I don't
Make
remember.
The compound. I think that was my idea. That's what I came up with.
I think he's joking.
I think he's joking, Coach. All right, we have some awkward moments to listen to from last night. And I'm going to be victimized here because I couldn't. Numbers are hard sometimes.
Yeah, maybe the best thing about the compound is the deep night ticket. And last night, the ticket went way late. It wasn't an all-nighter, but Davey and the Sweet Spot and Donovan and Matt went until 3 a.m. We kicked off the evening with Coast to Coast, and then we had some various incarnations, and then those five took us deep into the night. George and Gordon and I shut it down around 11:30 or 12. Corby, you said you made it to 1.
Yeah. You guys checked out. It was about 11:15. I marked it down on my little calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was impressive. Very.
On my little TV.
George got up, put the headset down, and goes, JFC, I'm tired.
Whoa. I did not.
You did.
I think it was JMFC.
Oh, yeah, JFMPCC.
No.
All right, so we have some highlights from
C.
Various moments throughout the deep night ticket. And we start with this interaction between Corby and George talking about underwear.
Why are you bringing so much stuff?
Yeah,
I even brought towels because I
didn't
know the situation.
It's better to overpack than to underpack.
Yeah, you've got to bring a towel.
I bought a full pair of drawers just in case I have an accident. You never know what's going to happen late night tonight.
An accident.
Only brought three.
I brought four pair of drawers. I brought
Including the ones you're wearing or three?
Yeah, including the ones I'm wearing.
Did you bring three, George, including the ones you're wearing?
I
have them all.
These and plus three. So well, I think I'm
yeah, that's three in the ones you're wearing.
Yeah, that's
three. You just did the worst math ever.
Yeah, that's three plus three.
I thought you brought.
I brought
the ones you're wearing plus four.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But I asked you specifically.
Yeah, he asked you the specific.
And
question.
I said I brought these and three more.
But that's what I asked.
Well, I didn't understand that.
Jeez, dude. How many have you had?
Very few.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He's tired.
Well, then.
I like at the very beginning of that. Whenever
escalated so much.
Whenever math even got brought up, you had a pause and you go, yeah. Like thinking, like three plus
What's
one.
I got these.
Yeah.
I brought. What's that?
Four! Yay!
Did you have to pull up the movie in your mind of packing and counting out?
Yeah. One. Wait.
Start over.
Two.
Anytime math has to be done during the deep night ticket, we're in trouble.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
See, I've always thought that the proper ratio is number of days plus one.
Yes, I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's
because you never know why you might need an extra.
Yeah.
Mine is number of nuts minus two.
Okay.
Another way to look
commando.
At it.
To figure this out.
Well, on the heels of that conversation.
How many does Lance Armstrong do?
On the heels of that conversation, Davey took it in an odd direction.
Has anyone had a nocturnal emission as an adult?
What? Why did the
like an accident?
It's a very
one?
Specific
well, we were
question
talking about pants and how many pairs. Of
now,
pants
well, yeah, I'm just what age do you consider
that
adult?
So fast.
I don't think you can.
Like 18, older than 18.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. And no, I have not.
No, if you don't
think so,
if you don't have an emission,
I think I did maybe like 15 years ago.
What brought this on?
15 hours ago.
Why would you need an extra pair of underwear?
No, so okay, so
what do we do to
basketball? No, it's not that. What if I go like for a nice?
Yeah, I was going to say hike.
A nice
that's
hike?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
If I go for a hike, please, I've gotten kidnapped.
You know what?
We are chasing it
what
now,
if
Dave.
I go, what if I go play like basketball or something?
All right, Corby had the best question. What brought this on?
Yeah, it was so
random Davey question.
So you think you had one as an adult?
I remember having one as an adult, yes. I just can't tell you what year it was. It's one of those...
Yeah, keep better notes.
It's one of those happy accidents.
Is it?
I still got it.
That's happy. It was so out of left field. You ever punch a donkey in the uterus? What?
That's tonight's question.
Yeah, don't spoil.
That's our question of the day.
Yeah.
All right. All right, and Corby and Donovan got into a little political discussion. I guess you saw some flags driving out here?
I don't think we say that on the air.
We're in rural America.
Yeah. And so there are some flags that would indicate a political leaning.
Right.
A lot of Biden, a lot of Obama.
Yeah, not a lot of that.
A lot of Bernie flags out here.
Right, yeah, like there was a BLM like a plane flying over, you know. I had a challenge for Donovan. Sorry. Hey, will you will you walk around tonight and I'll be within 100 yards of you?
No.
But go walk around those Trump flags over there.
Do you have a hoodie you can wear with the hood up?
Yeah, you want me to go to the convenience store and get a couple snacks also?
What the hell?
Jeez, man.
Wow. No, I will not.
Wow. All right. Well, come on. I tried.
Well, I mean, do it for the P1s.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Obviously.
Take the Trump tour. Just go knock on doors. Hello, I'm Donovan. I just wanted to say hello and wondered who you were voting for this
do you want me to,
election.
Do you want me to shave BLM on my chest hair?
Yeah. Right. Just wondering if you fellas believe in Black Lives Matter.
I'm glad he did not accept that challenge.
At midnight.
Yeah.
A door-to-door Black Lives Matter sales guy.
At midnight.
Out here.